Hi everybody, this is Ed, My Figure Universe, and this week my guest is Geektastic Trek. An amazing interview, heck of a nice guy. I think you're going to enjoy this one. Be sure to give him a follow at Geektastic Trek on Instagram. Give him a follow, like his stuff. Amazing pictures, amazing work, and you will not be disappointed. Until then, let's check out this interview. Thanks for listening. Hey everybody, this is My Figure Universe coming to you this week with Geektastic Trek. I'm excited about this one. I've been looking forward to this one, and I wanna introduce you. I tell everybody who you are, and hi.
Hello, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
Good to be here. I give myself an introduction. My name is Murtaza. Everyone calls me Taz. I live in Canada, here in Ontario, and I run a little page called Geektastic Trek, which is kind of just all about me sharing my own imaginations with the model starships I carry.
All right. And you do really good work. I love your pictures. I'm extremely curious about the process, like when you're physical models, are they toys? Tell me about your process a little bit.
So a lot of them are physical models. They are a mixture of easily off the shelf type of thing of model starships, and some of them are like from Eagle Moss. Some of them are from Game Print that used to do 3D making for Star Trek Online. So, and a bit of Playmates here and there, Micro Machines, the full-on Starship. So I use very much of a mixture of all different models of starships, and I just sort of create settings. I just use my shelf, and I make, you know, I basically kind of just make a universe out of it. How do I kind of put my imagination to it?
Oh, I love that. I one of the fun things I have when I look at your pictures is I'm trying to figure out, is that a Micro Machine? I think that might be a Micro Machine, you know? And it's like,
yeah.
So I try to figure it out a little bit. I do a lot of zooming in, and I have been known to save your pictures and then put them on a laptop so I can get in closer and
it's honestly, I don't try to hide anything. I kind of build around it. So, and the thing is that, it's how I make things is it's just honestly I just use my phone. I don't use any fancy software. There's no Photoshop really involved. It's just a matter of using your own smartphone and using like the pictures and the gallery settings and knowing how to manipulate the images. So it's kind of like, instead of doing it for like landscapes and selfie shots, I'm kind of doing it to make a fantastical settings. And how I first started off was actually during COVID, kind of just sitting around the house. And, you know, my own favorite pastime is watching Star Trek. And so it's always my go-to thing. And I've always imagined myself kind of like looking at the starships, looking at like other people from online. There's so many people that I get inspired from, especially with like 3D modelers. So it's kind of like I kind of wanted to contribute that aspect. So that's kind of where I started.
Well, you're doing great, and I'm glad that you started doing it. Really glad that I come across your page. I don't even remember how. It's like, it's one of those things that just kind of happened. I really love it. And the thing about the phone, you talk about how you use your phone, is it's interesting because it's like that old meme of all of these items we used to carry with us in the 80s, like the camcorder, you know, and the everything. We have everything on our phone.
Yeah,
our phones have so many things to it, and you're doing great work with just your phone. Just out of curiosity, and you don't have to tell me, but what kind of phone person are you? An iPhone or a?
Oh, I use an Android. Honestly, just an Android phone, good old fashioned Android. The way I started was just kind of, you know, I like using my phone because it's kind of there that I can sort of see what I'm doing and admire. Because I I am a product designer by profession, so I use a lot of the computers, but I wanted to stay away from that medium. So I wanted to say it's kind of like it was a challenge for me to see what I can do through a phone. With it, everything is stock. There's nothing special about this phone. There's no special apps I'm working on. The only thing that I kind of leverage is using the Instagram, just minor tweaks here and there. But then after that, it's just kind of like it serves me as a reminder of my abilities, just to see how what I can do. And now I'm also slowly progressing onwards, just to test more of what I can do.
Since starships are your main bread and butter on picture wise, do you have a favorite?
Sorry, do I have a
Do you have,
favorite?
yeah, do you have a favorite starship?
Oh, it's the Intrepid class.
Voyager, huh?
Boy, yeah, the Intrepid class, I found it is as being like the Goldilocks in terms of starship size, in terms of the amount of crews, like just it's you can have a lot more storylines behind it. And I don't know, just the adventures with Captain Janeway and the crew, and just like that starship itself, it was sleek, but at the same point it was big enough to hold a lot of stories. So I yeah, it's kind of my favorite, because it's like I always imagine when I'm walking outside, just thinking about the scale. I'm always about scale, so if I look outside, I'm just picturing what are the size of the starships and how it look compared to me.
No, I like that. I like that. I don't know. I guess I can relate. I had a very similar thing when I was a kid. I would look up at the sky and I would see like, okay, how big is this? How big would this look if I was on the ground looking up at it? So I get that. But I really like that. I'm glad to hear about the Intrepid. I've been rewatching Voyager. So it's like I've had a lot of Voyager in my life lately. So what do you like, I was gonna say, do you have any favorite TV show? Is Voyager your favorite then in the Star Trek universe?
Actually, for Star Trek, Deep Space Nine is my favorite sh
Ooh,
show.
okay, well that's fair.
I like that more, because I feel like it's more grounded to what's happens in our society. It's a more telling storyline than I would say with Voyager, which is, I mean, each Star Trek, believe you me, I have it, I love it for what it is. I do have criticisms with the overall sometimes with how Trek franchises being, but that's a, we'll talk about that some other time.
Well, yeah, there's always issues. So with DS9, are you a Cisco guy?
I do like Sisko. I think I actually the person I kind of admired most in Deep Space Nine was Major Kira. She, it's just showing from her progression to, because I know for a fact, her original storyline was meant to be of Ro Laren
Yeah.
before she, the actor Michelle Forbes, turned down that opportunity. So then Nana Visitor took over that role, and they've, the writers and her as an actor, really fleshed out that character, just for the sense of purpose and duty, the balancing between fate and duty, and to start it really, like, I kind of resonate with that character more as a person that really tries to balance himself out in life, just to be mind opening, yet at the same time hold certain values that I, it's just kind of who I am. So I really gravitate towards her.
I like that. I and it's interesting, like with Kira, when I saw her as a young individual, a young man, I was probably 16 when the show was coming out, and I'll be honest with you, I was like, I don't care about the Bajorans, I don't care about the Kira episodes. It was kind of like, oh, but then as an adult, I understood the characters. I understood the characterization. I understood the writing. And you're right. It's a timeless story, unfortunately. Unfortunately, very timely towards even today's society. But I like that. Now, on your ships in question and stuff, do you do figures? Do you have that's one thing I never see is like any figures in your collection? Do you have any figures in your collection? Are you
I do have figures, just like the Picard, and like the SDNG crew in their movie uniforms. I've tried like before, and like a couple of years back, I tried with this sort of meshing thing, but then I realized it's kind of like not my forte. I don't think I've yet reached that skill level, and not that I have many of physical models too. So what I'm actually my kind of next future kind of hobby is to kind of work on maybe model ships, because I do have a couple of those. So I kind of want to start testing how I can do it in terms of like sea settings, because making ocean waves, because let's put it this way, it's a little easier to create a black drop with a backdrop in space than it is with water. So that's kind of my next sort of skill attempt, is to try it with water.
Are you open to a little advice?
Of course.
Canned air. I've done shots on water, and canned air will be your friend. Because it can make the waves, and it can make, like, especially if you put the nozzle under the water and you give it a little shot, and you take that, get that shot, canned air is your friend.
No, interesting.
Just something to think about,
Something to think about, yeah. So yeah, there's different things in my mind that but like I said, I kind of leverage off the forte of model starships, and eventually, like I said, I'll branch off into something interesting.
I like it. I have not done model starships since I was a child, and recently someone sent me one. They sent me the Enterprise E, like from 2013. They had, like, someone had gifted it to them. They didn't want it, so they sent it to me, still sealed. And I'm like, okay, I gotta do this. I have to do it. But it's getting to it, and I worry that I'm gonna mess it up, because I'll be honest, there are so many great modelers online that feel, am I gonna even be able to compete with them? Like, I sometimes I worry about the criticisms. I worry about criticisms. I worry about what people are going to say. And the internet's full of people that want to hate on things, and unfortunately that's a reality. Thankfully we have a good community. I think we have a really good community. The Star Trek community has been really good. It's very important to me. I try to strive to nothing but positivity, and help as many people as I can share. Hopefully you see the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I find the Trek community, I keep I at least I like to keep my this page very more an open, safe space. I've stated it many times before, like here and there on my stories, that like this place I will not tolerate like anything that is un Federation, or until like unbecoming of like a starship, like of a Star Trek ideals, because I really do truly appreciate what Star Trek teaches us as a society, and how we should be as human beings, and how we should be kind of towards one another. It doesn't matter if we're physical or virtual, it's good to be kind upon others. Kindness and justice is all part of the matrix for me, and I find the community like super welcoming. And it's like I said, I enjoy being in this as a person who has a hobby and wants to share with others, and I really appreciate people like reciprocating, and therefore I want to make sure that like I pa pay it forward.
I appreciate that, and that's I love that, and I wish the whole world was like that. I really do. It's a conversation I had recently with someone else. So, now I gotta ask, outside of Star Trek, is there anything that you collect, that you focus on, that you have a love in your life for?
Oh, I'm a true nerd, so I do have a lot of I'm a big One Piece fan. I sort of enjoy collecting vintage items from any of the era. So like for myself, my desk is it's got a whole knickknacks of like from the 1950s, like a lamp and an old antique I call it was an ashtray, but I use it as a spare change thing.
Okay.
So I like collecting vintage items, small pieces. I have books, a lot of beautiful coffee table books and sci-fi books that I like reading from different genres as well. My fantasies, Final Fantasy, Zelda is one of my favorite things. So I've got a lot of nice interests. I love driving, so I'm a very avid driver.
Okay.
So I like to go on cruising around like in the evenings or something, just go on the open of the, we have a good country road. So I like doing those sort of things as well.
That's good. I like that. That's go on a trek, as it were. And the retro like antique items, the 1950s lamp and such you speak of, is that an influence from a family member or something of that nature?
Sorry, the influence? I got it, sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
How Star Trek influenced me from how to get influenced?
Well, I'll take that, but I was going to talk about the 1950s antique item.
Oh, I think these items are just, I love the designs and aesthetics. I think a lot of that has influence in my creativity. I just like different sort of the styles, the aesthetics. I think that's kind of goes like how people have made them, their mindsets behind it. I think that's kind of how it influences me on certain things and creativity.
But and then how about I have a question. I'm just curious, something I try to
Go
ask
for it.
everybody. Aside from Star Trek, a non-Star Trek film, do you have any favorite movies?
Oh Lord, that's a it's a toughie. There are a lot of good films out there. Ooh.
I try to what I'm trying to get for like I've been trying to think like what's your comfort film? Like, is there something that you say, okay, I gotta put this on. It's gonna make me, no matter
Oh
what, I'm gonna
no,
be.
there's so many. I don't know. It's hard to say with movies. I think one of my favorites, I think for the sheer like outrageousness and the funniness was like Fifth Element.
Ooh, now see, I love that. I love that. I love that. Great answer. Great answer. Curry's in that, and people forget.
No, it was such a like the premise was so outrageous in a sense, but the style, the language, it was very it was a nice, I kind of felt like it was like a nice Art Nouveau sci-fi, like in your face sort of deal. Like I really enjoyed the storyline was super simple, the dialogues weren't extreme, but they were very on sort of poignant, on point. It kind of talked about consumerisms. It talked about like societal commentary in a very directed, pointed way if people were, looked hard enough.
I have a favorite story, I guess. When it comes to Fifth Element, I first of all, I'm a film guy. I love films.
There's so
I'll
many
send you a
good
picture
ones.
sometime of my wall of movies. But Fifth Element is one that I believe, and trust me, I don't know how you feel. I think it looks better if you go with an old copy, VHS. Maybe even a DVD. I recently watched it in a 4K. For it is that's not a movie to be in 4K. I'm in my opinion. But I love that. I feel the same way about other films, but
There's
you
so many
mentioned.
good ones out there. We could, there's not, like, you can make a whole podcast altogether with, there's so many films. Like,
I'd be there all day.
you'd be all there today.
But no, I appreciate your answer. That's a really good answer. Let me see. Let me check checking notes. I went to most of my questions, but I will say this. All right, ships. You're a ship guy. All right.
Yes.
So you've already said you like the Intrepid class. Is that the one you'd want to serve on? Like, if you could serve on a ship, where would you go?
If I could serve on a starship, oh, well, does it have to be canon or non-canon?
It could be whatever you want. It's your universe.
My universe. Oh, well, there's one starship, and it would be the Vesta class. That starship does not get enough attention, I feel.
Which one's this one again?
This was created by Marth Raidmaker, and this was the starship that in the book universe, non-canon universe, it was Ezri Dax's starship, the USS
Oh,
Vesta.
okay. Well, this was all right.
Sorry,
I see.
USS Aventine, sorry.
I haven't read those books, but wasn't that like in the Destiny series?
Yes, the Destiny series,
All
yes.
right. Yeah. All right. I know which one you're talking about. Good answer. I like that. You've got really, you've got a good acumen for ships, and I love that. I absolutely love that.
Oh yeah, I'm a big Starship guy. That's one of those things. It's like if I had better know-how in engineering and this thing, I would have been I would have been probably like a maritime naval designer, like for actual ships, like ocean-going ships.
That'd be cool. That's like I see the people that have the 3D printers, and I'm so envious of them. Like, first of all, I don't have it. I don't know if I would even have the skill, but I'd be making starships all day. That's like I'd come up with some sort of design, and I'd make it and just create something new. And well, and there are some good people doing that. There's some good work out there, but that's
Oh yeah.
far over my head.
I used to make my own starships from Lego. There's like a couple of one starship, like unique starship that I'd made, and it's so hard to describe, but it was one of my favorite things that I used to put up on my shelf because there's a whole storyline behind that starship. Basically like the way it was, like the nacelles were propped up on the top and like the engineering hull was part of the saucer, so it kind of looked like the everything was almost like floating. It was good times, just having those sort of creative interests, and I just built stuff around it.
I like it. When I was a kid, I'm not sure your age, but I'm in my late 40s, and in the early 80s, we didn't have toy ships to play with. And so like I'm recreating the battle of Khan versus the Enterprise and the Reliant, the Enterprise, but I was using Lego and my mom's bingo chips. My mom would go play
I
bingo,
can see that, yeah.
and I would take the bingo chips and I would make them into ships and just destroy them. And I don't know how, I don't know if she was bad. She'll probably watch this and let me know later. But yeah, that was my Starship thing. And then when I got older and Starship started becoming available, I was like, okay, all right, time to become a kid again, and if time travel was possible, send it back to younger me.
Right. Yeah, a lot of my starships too are my recent things because I mean back when I was in childhood I had a it was actually grade six when I really developed my sort of love for Star Trek and just seeing the starships. So that was my just seeing the ships and learning and wanting them. Was then I think it kind of my parents wised up as like, yeah, he's really into it. So I think my first starship that I had, I still have it, but it's no longer, in pristine condition. It was like the Playmates Enterprise that if you press a button, it could talk about different things from the computer. So that was like my prize and pride and joy. And yeah, but now like recently, so like for since. Like I said, beginning of COVID, I started collecting starships and I just wanted to take photos and just the, kind of like create fantastical settings.
I'm really glad that you did, because age is pretty wonderful. I love it when you share things. I love it when you tag me, and I'm always going to share.
Yeah.
It's a foregone conclusion I'm going to share.
Yeah, I have to
So.
always share. I just I would think that like I said, the way I envision things is just like it's just kind of to replicate from my childhood what I imagined, what I see on screen TVs, and just like I like to pay homages to it. I like when I set them up, I just sort of look at the angles that I make sure like the lighting's everything, because like I said, everything I do, it's just in that moment. I have an idea in the back of my head. I'll bring out the toy. It's like they're not on display. I actually keep everything mostly in storage. It's only when I start take things out because I want to make sure that like it doesn't clutter my room basically. I'm a bit of a bit of aesthetic snob, so I want to make sure like everything is kept in certain way in the display purposes. And then when I want to create that setting, I use my old shelf there.
I like it. I like it. I would love to, I don't know if you're ever into it or not, but it would be a wonderful post to see the behind the scenes, how you set up, how you do things. Even if you would want to, send something over for this to tag on to the video, I think that would be a great thing to see because you're doing great work. It's good pictures, and I want more people to see your stuff.
No, I appreciate that. No, I really do appreciate putting a good word out there. Because, like I said, for me, I just pay it forward. Everyone who comes in, I make sure, like, I can't interact with everybody, given it's a hectic schedule that I do have. But, like I said, when I'm in that zone, I'm just making sure that I'm like really interactive. And, like I said, I love interacting with my community as much as I can.
And it is appreciated. I don't want to take up too much more of your time in this interview.
Not at all.
I kind of want to keep it really concise and stuff, but you want to tell anybody where they can find you?
Oh, well, you can certainly find. I have only just really Instagram. So if you find me at Geektastic Trek, I am really, that's one easy thing to reach. I don't really have any YouTube account. I don't keep much social media present except for like Instagram. And then I am on like Facebook groups like Trek Yards and Eagle Moss, well, Fan Homes, Eagle Moss group. So if you want to find me there, I am there. Just look for me. You can always say hi to me there or on Instagram. I most likely I'll reply to you on Instagram if you ever want to send a message out. And yeah, if you like, send me a shout. I mean, and hope you like my creations, because like I said, I like creating them just out of my imagination. I get inspired by so many artists out there. I can name so many. But like I said, if you just come on my Instagram and see the other people, like I would be happy to share everything that I have.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your time, everybody. You will not be disappointed. I appreciate your time. Stick with
No,
me.
thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be on.
So happy to have you here as well. Thank you for clearing time for me this week. And pictures.
Yeah, it's a long and prosper, my friend.
Live long and prosper.
So, this is how I usually set up my models. I have an idea of what I kind of want. And as you can see, there are some other models that I have that I'm planning on. I simply take photos and then I work my magic.